We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. This is going to be the start of our second hour. We're down a couple of players. Hannah's not here with us this evening. And Stephanie sort of went for a potty break during the break there, and she has not returned. I hope she has not been abducted.
She fell in.
Maybe, Ty, maybe she's out there finding us somebody to talk to.
I mean, maybe.
There she is. All right, she's back. What happened?
It's gotten much busier.
Okay, all right.
That's good.
That's all right.
There are more people out there.
How many?
Enough that the bartender's busy.
All right, well, that's fine.
Like a decent crowd?
We'll be fine.
We're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That song I played during the break, it was Dead Flowers, and that's by the Rolling Stones. And the reason I played that is because yesterday was Mick Jagger's 75th birthday.
Oh, Jesus. My gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine that? My dad is 75 years old, so same age.
Same age.
See?
Mick Jagger's sort of like a, he's a rock star.
Yeah, you think?
You may have heard of him.
Right, you may have heard of him.
Kind.
Yeah, and he's loaded.
And
he's had a lot of kids. Stephanie, how many kids has he had?
Mick Jagger now has 8 children.
8 kids.
And he's a Knight.
He's a Knight. Yep. Yes, he was knighted.
Would you say he goes by Sir Michael Philip Jagger?
Yes, Sir Michael Philip Jagger.
Right.
Of his 8 children, they're actually evenly dispersed.
Okay.
4 boys, 4 girls. But early on, the first 2 were girls.
All right.
That was karma coming back, I think.
Yeah.
His oldest daughter was born in November of 1970.
Wow. Well, still younger than me.
Yeah. 1970.
Yeah.
His latest child, the youngest child, was born December 2016.
Wow.
That's a 46-year gap.
That is a big gap.
In children.
Mm-hmm. Our kids are 5 years apart.
It's good to be the king. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
I guess it's good to still be able to use that thing.
Apparently, yeah. It, you know, there were no headlines about it not working.
Yeah, apparently it works good.
Still firing loaded rounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you just had this baby when? A year ago? How long ago was that?
December 2016, which means the baby will be 2.
Okay, so 2 years ago.
Almost two. 1.5.
All right, so he was 73 when he had that baby. Wow. Can't even imagine.
Yeah, right?
Can't even imagine.
Can you imagine having one now? You're only 54.
No. Mm-mm.
That would be 20 years from now having another baby.
I don't even like the ones we have. I can't even imagine having a new one.
Right. You barely tolerate them.
Right.
Hey, and there might be more here soon with that stuff.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. Mick Jagger is also a grandfather twice over.
Does that mean two?
Two.
Two grandchildren?
That's what twice is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two
Well,
usually.
You figure if he has 8 kids, you'd think he'd have more than 2 grandchildren.
46 years apart.
Well, they're not all rock stars.
No.
No, but I think it's interesting that he has 2 granddaughters. So there's that karma coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Granddaughters.
Right. Tygan, have you ever taken a nap at work?
Not in a very long time.
But
what does that mean?
But how do you get away with that? I mean, I can't even imagine.
What job did you get away with that?
I think the last time was at Gators.
Oh, that could be.
I mean, where would you go to take a nap?
We had a smoking area.
Yeah.
And they had some of the old deck chairs that I guess were too pooped on to have out.
I mean, so you slept on those?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, you cover them up with, like,
a trash bag.
Or, you know.
And they would, they would still smell, but you don't have any sense of smell.
And at Gators, I was working, like, 12-hour shifts, so, you know. sometimes you sneak off for a little bit and have a nap.
Yeah, but was that like during like an allotted break?
No, they didn't have breaks.
So you would just go, you would just sneak off and take a nap?
Yeah.
He would take the trash out, you know, have the extra bags with him.
Right.
And on his way back.
I can't even imagine doing that. I read an article that
said... I was going to leave that job anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't really care about that job. I read an article about this DMV employee out in California that I guess her work ethic was audited. And it turned out that she was taking three-hour naps every day.
Oh, my God. 3 hour?
3 hour for like 4 years.
Wow.
Right.
Where do you take a three-hour nap at the DMV?
Where's the supervisor?
Well, I thought that same thing, Ty. So you're taking a three-hour nap every day that actually, because DMV is like a state-run organization.
Yeah.
The audit said that her naps cost the state $40,000 over a four-year period.
Is she going to have to pay that back?
I don't think so. I don't think she's going to. Oh, here, the article says that she is not going to be disciplined or anything. Because it was not properly reported.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. I mean, how do you, first of all, if this person, because they said that they caught her, and it was a her, they didn't give her name, they caught her napping, okay, every day for 3 hours, okay? So when they caught her napping, she went and had a doctor say that she could not handle the conditions of her job and that she needed to take a nap. But they were not
able... It's the DMV.
They were not able to fire her, so they put her in a different position, okay? So now it's like her new position is...
She was the student driver tester.
Yeah, no, right.
Her new position is one where she just inputs, information.
Well,
right?
What else do you do at the DMV?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of things. She's not dealing with the public, all right? She's just uploading information.
Apparently, she wasn't dealing with the public 3 hours out of every day.
Well, she was dealing with the public for a while and taking three-hour naps.
Sleepy bitch.
Well, they didn't fire her because the doctor said that she may have a condition. Didn't say that she did have a condition, but said
lazy.
That she may have a condition that causes her to sleep. Now, you've heard of
narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. Let's see. There's health issues like depression, sleep apnea, celiac disease, narcolepsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, anemia, insomnia. All those things can cause a person to be drowsy during the day.
I don't know about the celiac one. That's
what is celiac?
That's the whole no gluten thing. I don't think that's real.
Oh, right.
Well, and I'm just doing some quick math.
Yeah.
She took a three-hour nap
right.
every day for 4 years.
Yes.
And it only cost $40,000. They're not paying her anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. She's taking all these naps.
Well, here's something that's... according to the DMV, the employee, the napper, processed an average of 200 documents a day while her colleagues were able to get through 560 documents a day.
They were overachievers.
What?
Maybe she's
they
just,
weren't napping, honey.
Maybe she was just slow and meticulous.
No,
how
she
many,
was napping.
How many errors were in her report?
And my whole thing is if she's not in trouble, then... her supervisor should be in trouble, right?
Well, somebody should be in trouble.
You can't have people sleeping.
I mean, I would freak out if I saw somebody sleeping on the job like that.
I mean, it's a good idea. I like that idea.
Well, there are some businesses that are now coming out saying that, hey, don't be mad at the napper.
It's
a trend. As a matter of fact, the New York Times ran a piece advising work time nappers to apologize to no one.
No.
I mean, as long as you get your shit done, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I would feel... I mean, there are times when I'm at work, especially like when I'm at lunch, it's like if I could just lay down for 5 minutes, you know? I don't always feel like that. I've never been a napper.
Oh, see, I am a napper.
But I just can't even imagine. What do you do when you wake up from a three-hour nap that you've had your head on your desk and drool all over your date pad?
Well,
I mean, what do you do? How do you just go, oh, okay, I'm up now.
How did no one see her?
They did see her, but they were afraid to do anything about it because they thought that she might have an illness.
Well,
but in that case, why don't you say,
that's
look,
poor
Toots,
management.
You need
for
a doctor's note,
years?
And if the doctor's note doesn't satisfy me, you're fired.
Well, yeah, the manager needs to say, hey, you need to go see a doctor.
Right.
Don't come back until you have a doctor's note.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sleeping?
Right.
Either that or everybody gets to sleep for 3 hours every day.
Yeah.
Still $40,000. I'm doing that math. That's $10,000 a year.
We may have just been attacked.
We may have just been attacked.
That might be a problem here soon.
Yeah. We may have to disengage, even though we're back here in our own little room.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to get loud.
It's about to get
the
really
acoustics
loud.
Are very good.
Here's something about this article that I found very interesting. It says the DMV website said that a trip to the DMV sans appointment, Ty, that means without an appointment, takes an average of 4 hours and 10 minutes in Sacramento, this is in California, 4 hours in San Francisco, 3 hours and 11 minutes in San Jose, 3 hours and 10 minutes in Oakland, and 2 hours and 42 minutes in Los Angeles.
And here soon, those could all be different states.
You're right about that, Ty. You're absolutely right about that. Now, I think...
So no wonder she was sleeping. So were all the people that were there waiting.
I think we're lucky here in Florida because, you know, where I'm from up in Virginia, you've got to take basically the week off to go to DMV. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it's an all-day affair.
No, Florida has...
Florida is the bomb as far as DMV goes.
They are very organized.
I've never waited more than a half hour.
I maybe longer, maybe an hour, but
I don't think I've ever been in there more than a half hour.
When they were very busy.
And I've been in there when it's been very busy, and I sat down and thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be all day. They get you in and out here in Florida.
Yeah.
You've got to appreciate that.
They have a very good system.
They do have a good system.
Except for that it takes 3 weeks to book an appointment for a driver's test.
Right.
Bullshit.
And you can't go to the DMV to take a driver's test without an appointment.
Right.
That is 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks out.
Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Is anybody still watching Shark Week? Ty, are you watching Shark Week anymore?
I haven't watched Shark Week in like 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much over. Now I think
it used to be great.
I think it used to be great because not a lot of people knew that much about sharks. But now that they've had Shark Week for so long, everybody's like, oh, shark schmark.
And they play the same stuff every year.
It's the same thing every year. And now what they're trying to do is they're trying to have different celebrities come and star on the show or make appearances on the show, get on boats, get in cages and stuff like that to try to build interest in Shark Week. And, it's like they had... Shaquille O'Neal, as big as he is, like he's like 7 feet tall. Yeah. He's a monster. They had him down in a shark cage. I think it was just this past week, and apparently a shark got in the cage with him, and they had to pull Shaq out.
Look,
all right, I might watch for that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be worth it.
Yeah,
as big as he is, he's scared. Just like everybody else.
Who wouldn't be? I mean,
exactly.
Sharks are, look, man.
No, but we, as human beings, we have this mental predisposition that, he's this large man. He won't be afraid of, this shark.
Yeah, but you're completely out of your element.
Out of your element. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think that you're in this cage, which is supposed to protect you, and now there's a shark in the cage. How the hell did that happen?
Because they made the cage too big.
Right.
They made it big enough for Shaq to fit in.
Exactly. Right. And to the sharks, now that they've done Shark Week so many years, they see that cage going down as the bait. You may as well, throw a severed cow in the water.
Here's something interesting.
Water.
It says, I survived a shark attack, you bitches. That's what O'Neal said after leaving the water.
That's pretty great.
I survived a shark attack, you bitches.
No, but I remember when Shark Week was awesome. Like, remember, what was that, the summer of the shark or whatever, where we had 14 attacks or something?
Right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was relevant then.
I think that now the only way that they're going to make it worth watching, because people now are, look, you got people wanting to suck gross juice out of sarcophaguses now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really raise the bar.
You got to raise the bar. So now you have to actually show, like, actual attacks.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got a cell phone now. Everybody's got a way to videotape something. They got to start, airing those actual attacks.
And they're going to have to catch a megalodon.
And they can't blur it out. It's got to be, somebody actually getting devoured by a shark.
Real hardcore shark attacks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I won't watch again until 15 babies get eaten by a shark.
Maybe the Kardashians could do a Shark Week issue.
All right. I would watch
that. We're not that lucky. We're not that lucky. I don't know.
The Real Housewives of the Pacific Ocean.
No, wait a minute. Those girls, with all that backside, can you even put them underwater? Wouldn't they just stay on the surface?
You would think.
wouldn't all that backside keep them up toward the top? I'm trying to get down. They'd all be stuck to the top of the cage.
Bad.
What else do we have?
I don't know, but
do it quick before we get blasted out.
I was going to say, we might need to take a break again.
All right. Well, we can take a quick break.
While they do their sound check.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we can play Stump and Chump. We can do a couple more stories.
We can do that. All right. We can do that.
Let's take a quick break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Tonight, we are broadcasting live from Pegasus Nightclub, 14811 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. If you want to see some badass death metal music, get on over here by around 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock, and your face will be melted. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. right, everybody. That's a caged caged hell.
That's an old one.
I felt like I was in hell listening to that.
Don't giggle. I love your voice, Ty. I think you were a great lead singer.
Yeah, and that is a taste of what we're going to be experiencing here in just a bit here at the Pegasus Nightclub, 14811, North Florida Avenue here in Tampa.
And I forgot to mention, Sagan is going to be here tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
He's doing like a solo music thing.
Really?
Oh, well, that's cool.
What will that be called?
I don't know.
Solo Sagan?
Solo Sagan.
Solo Sagan. Anyway, that song we just heard was called Caged Hell, and it's by the band Deceptive Intruder. It's an old one.
That's back when I was singing.
Back when Ty was the singer, so... yeah.
It's not as good.
That was our boy.
It's great.
That was actually very good. I dug it. I don't know why you're still not the singer, actually. I mean, I like your singer now, but...
You were good.
Yeah, I thought that was very good. I mean, from what I hear, you know, when I come to these events, that would get it for me.
I enunciate.
Yes, you do,
right.
Enunciate.
Which I think is important. Some of the F-bombs that you threw around in that song.
I did not
throw them around.
I didn't realize there were so many.
Well, it's death metal.
Yeah, well, you know. Mm-hmm.
But your enunciation was spot on. Mrs. Cooper would be proud.
Yes.
So, let's see. I saw an article, and everybody was talking about it earlier in the week, and they were talking about President Trump's all-caps tweet to the Iranian president.
The Iranians know what all-caps means?
Well,
I'm just curious.
Well, I did hear somebody say that the Iranian president responded by saying, I don't tweet. I'm only on Instagram. So I didn't get that.
Do they have capital letters in their language?
I don't know. But I'm sure that they had a translator.
Bigger squiggles.
Something.
Right. Are they just bold? I'm curious.
Well, I guess last Sunday, President Trump fired off a all-caps tweet, an angry tweet, to Iran, specifically to their president, Rouhani. And it was in response to, the United States has been putting pressure on Iran to ease up on their nuclear program, to not just ease up on it, but do away with it, quit doing it. You know what I mean? You all are way too crazy to have nukes. You know what I'm saying? And
that's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, they responded by saying, yeah, well, you come mess with us, United States, and you will be in for the holiest of the holies. This will be the holiest war you've ever seen ever.
Well, oh, great. Those usually last several thousand years.
Mm-hmm. Trump fired off his tweet in all caps that basically says that you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. And then he followed that up by, be cautious.
Very subtle. Go ask Japan.
Yeah. A lot of people, panic about stuff like that when Trump makes these statements to other countries.
Well, because he's an idiot.
Well, he's a little dangerous in the way that he interacts with other nations and things like that. But
he's a bit of a bully.
Well, here's the thing: I kind of like that because
I just don't think that Twitter is the right place to do it.
No, it's not the right place. But in given today's day and age, where that's how a lot of people interact is through social media, Who are we to say that that's not the proper way to do it? What's he supposed to do, send him a letter?
No, but, I mean, there are other channels of communication that he could be using.
If he called him...
Yeah, but they're not as public.
If he called him and spoke to him on the phone and then hung up loudly afterwards, that would have been cool.
He'd need an old
phone.
Or
just not hang up loudly. Don't slam the phone down. Just put it down very calmly.
Well, because he's got those little hands.
Can just barely hold them.
And
receiver.
It's a cell phone. It's just you just hit the button.
Yeah, right. I was doing old-timey phone.
Yeah, big clunky phone. Slam.
I don't know. I'm kind of I'm of that same kind of mindset. Anytime I feel threatened, I always bark back.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything about it.
No.
He's done this before. And then nothing.
Nothing, right. I mean, he sort of barked at North Korea and nothing really happened.
Yeah.
However, they did have
their
historical summit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't really know if that really did anything.
It didn't.
Mm-mm. We don't know for sure that Kim Jong-un got rid of all of his nukes or, you know, disarmed them all or whatever.
He didn't.
Of course not. Of course not. It's all a big dog and pony show.
Yeah.
What is this supposed to be distracting us from this time?
Well, this supposedly what some people were saying is that this tweet was supposed to distract us from the whole Russia witch hunt.
Well, I mean, that last interview in Helsinki, that was that was something, wasn't it?
Well, when he came away with it, siding with Putin,
saying that he was strong and powerful,
rattled a lot of Americans. It's like, excuse me, now you're best friends.
He's having him over for dinner.
Well, now
that's
even been put back until after this Russian witch hunt has gone away. So chances are, Robert Mueller is not working very swiftly on this whole thing. This could take another 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is he napping for 3 hours a day?
He's napping for 3 hours a day. Trump could be meeting with Putin long after he's the president.
Yeah.
He met with Putin long before he was the president.
Right.
Why do we think that wouldn't happen?
Yeah.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we have some visitors.
Maybe.
Okay.
All Moving right. on.
Okay.
Moving on.
So, all right. We're good.
We're good to go.
Things are starting to happen outside.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of excitement.
All kinds of excitement. Bands are warming up. And
it's going to get real loud soon.
During the last break, I went out there to use the restroom, and the crowd has tripled in size.
Yes.
It's filling up.
I hope that's a good sign for you, Tygen.
I hope they all stay.
If it's $10 a piece at the door, that could be a pretty good take for you.
It might pay the cable bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't know when you're going to go on.
I think we're going on last.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean? We're going to be here until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Again.
Well, let's put it this way. Pegasus closes at 3 a.m.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Hope you took a nap.
See ya. See ya on the Saturday side.
Look, I've got this bad eye.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, and it's bothering me.
I mean, your shirt really brings it out.
Yeah, well, it matches. Red shirt, red eye.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said it.
Do we want to play Stop the Jump?
We can.
Now, look, we played the song that we would have played, so we can't really take a break.
No, and we're good.
God damn it.
Right now, nobody's warming up.
Okay, well.
So doing any sound checks.
You better just get through it.
Yep.
Make it hard and long.
Well, it's neither. This is Friday night at Pegasus. This isn't Karaoke Wednesday with the porn in the background.
So, yeah, that's what I'm interested in, is how do they do that? They have a karaoke porn night. What do they call it? Do they call it pornioke? Don't they call it that?
Pornioke.
Pornioke.
Yes.
So apparently they will have you up there singing, and as if you're not nervous enough, they've got porn playing behind you on a big screen.
Yes.
Nice.
I would turn around and look at the screen and sing to the screen, right?
Well, maybe that's the idea.
Yeah. What do you got going on over there, Steph?
A text message from someone who can't find the show.
Oh, shit.
Well, who is it?
Ben, who was trying to look.
Doesn't he know it's on RadioSaintPete.com?
Well, RadioSaintPete.
Hasn't he seen our billboard? It's all over town.
Right.
We've got those buses.
Yeah, the buses and
park benches
and the little bikes downtown.
Or Zeppelin.
Or Zeppelin.
Or
we
Zeppelin.
Need a Zeppelin.
Or Zeppelin. Right.
Definitely.
So
need a
anyway,
Zeppelin.
We don't have our bells, our ringers, or our hooters. So how are we going to respond? Whoever just yells first.
You guys
first?
Are just going to have to yell out, and I'm going to need to borrow your pen keep score.
Okay. Here you go.
And I hope you do well, Mark.
Me too.
Because tonight's theme is metal.
Oh.
Well, the good thing is, all right, now here's the bar.
Yeah.
I had to take the quiz to get the answers.
Okay.
I got an 80.
Well, that's not bad.
I got 8 out of 10 questions
I'd like to
correct.
Think that I know right. more about so, metal than you do.
How well, metal is it?
It's not very.
Not oh, so
not
like
if
Bon Jovi.
Got an 80. Yeah. Bon Jovi.
Well, I think he's mentioned in one of the questions.
Oh. Okay.
But
that kind of metal.
No. Oh, Ty. I do try. So are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Okay. This band has won multiple Grammy Awards for Best Metal Performance, including their first Grammy for One in 1990.
That's Metallica.
That is Metallica.
All right.
1990. All right. Huh.
Okay.
Metallica won their first Grammy the same year that Tyler was born. Go Ty.
It's a sign of things to come.
Year of metal. Often called the Prince of Darkness.
Ozzy.
Ty yelled in first.
Damn it.
But see, you knew that one. What hard rock metal band has featured singers Dave Evans, Bon Scott, and Brian Johnson?
AC/DC.
All right.
Ty's sweeping it.
Yeah.
Formed in the early 80s, which band's original members were Chris DiGiarmo, Jeff Tate, Michael Wilton, Eddie Jackson, and Scott Rockenfeld?
What band was that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're asking?
Yes. Was it Queen?
No.
Queensryche. Dokken or Slayer?
Dokken.
Don't change your answer, honey. You were correct.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Queensryche. I even got that one right.
I mean...
Yeah.
All right. The next question is Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi. Just for Ty. Bon Jovi helped this band get its first record deal and on its debut self-titled album proclaimed that they were the youth gone wild. Which band is it? Was it White Lion, Skid Row, Poison, or The Offspring?
Poison?
No.
Skid Row?
Yes, it was Skid Row.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'm
glad I got that. That's hair metal. I don't know about that.
What? I got that one right. This L.A.-based... Well, Ty has 4, but we're going to keep going through the rest of the quiz. We'll see who gets all
this
of them.
This is the part of the show where my notes that I didn't bring...
Would be very important.
Would be really cool to have.
It'd be really cool. You know what? Somebody call in, damn it. I mean,
they
help us out here.
Figure out how to listen.
727-498-0502.
This LA-based band has been on numerous tours since forming in 1981, including the 1987 Girls, Girls, Girls World Tour.
Oh, it's Motley Crue.
Yeah.
It is Motley Crue. There are Mick Jagger quotes on there. I don't know if you're missing your quotes. This British This British heavy metal band was formed by bassist Steve Harris.
Iron Maiden.
Yes. Ty's walking away with
it.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm trying to figure out something to talk about here for the rest of the show.
Well, you might want to pay attention. Randy Rhoads.
Yes.
Was an original member of this band.
Black Sabbath.
Quiet Riot.
Yes.
What?
Randy Rhoads was an original member of Quiet Riot before leaving to play for Ozzy Osbourne in 1979. That's your time, well before his.
All right. This, I was into the Rolling Stones and cool bands.
Okay. I was into bands that could play.
Apparently they can't play.
Drummer Rob Gardner, formerly of L.A. Guns, was this band's original drummer before quitting and being replaced by Steve Adler.
Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
I told you my Guns N' Roses story. Right?
Yes. Yes, and my question to you is,
yes,
when you saw Guns N' Roses,
right,
who was the drummer?
First guy.
Was it Rob Gardner?
I think so.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, because I remember at one point when they were like, you know, the song was coming to an end, I said, "Hey, Rob!" And he like put his sticks up in the air.
Yeah,
so
because
I figured that had to be him.
Everybody shouts out to the drummer.
Well, if you're, if you have a love for percussion, as I do,
as you do,
as I do,
it looks like you have a concussion. One eye's dilated, the other's not.
Yeah,
it's all squinty and puffy.
Do you think I have a headache? Yes.
Yes.
Do you think I want the show to end? Yes.
Maybe we can go get like a steak you can put on your face.
I need something, man. At work they were like, should we, you know, write this down for a workman's comp thing? And I said, well,
maybe.
Let's not do it now. But if I go blind over the weekend, let's not forget that we had this conversation.
I think there was a gas station around the corner. You should go get the Benadryl and just put it right in your eye.
Yeah.
Yes. Open the caplet and pour it in.
Well, it doesn't feel any better, so we might have to go home early.
I play last.
Yeah,
we're kind of stuck here.
You might have to Uber.
With all my shit.
Yeah, tell them to bring a...
Bring something big.
Bring a Suburban. Hey, did you ever wonder why in the famous Abbey Road picture... With the Beatles crossing Abbey Road, why Paul McCartney was barefoot?
Because he's a hippie.
No, it's because
he forgot his shoes.
No, people asked him. It's because he just didn't like wearing shoes. He said that they had been practicing earlier, and he kicked off his sandals. And when they went out to take that walk across Abbey Road, he just didn't put them back on.
He kicked off his what?
Sandals.
Hippie.
He forgot his shoes.
He did have a suit on. You know what the picture looks like, right?
Yeah.
So there was always this big conspiracy theory because during that time that Abbey Road was recorded, there was that whole thing that Paul is dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Paul's not dead.
They were talking. Yeah.
Paul's going to be the last.
The conspiracy theory is that that picture of Abbey Road, right, sort of depicted a funeral procession. With John being the priest, Ringo is a mourner, George is a grave digger, and Paul is the corpse because he's barefoot.
See how people get...
They bury people with shoes.
People get so...
Apparently,
you know,
not in England.
Into all of this, looking right. for all of these subliminal messages.
I mean, who are you telling, Steph? I mean, Ty
reading
is
into that pretty deep there.
Ty is one of the biggest conspiracy theorists I've ever met.
Thank you.
Yes, but he is also the child who arrived at school on numerous occasions with no shoes.
Right.
It's a secret musician cult that
he
I'm not allowed
corpse.
To talk about.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's truly a thing. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind.
Shoes? You mean foot prisons?
Yes. Mm. Foot prisons that they require you to wear in school.
School.
I truly don't really have anything left. I mean, I've got these quotes that you just gave me by Mick Jagger that are interesting. I can read them to you.
Read them slowly.
The one says, lose your dreams and you might lose your mind.
Yes.
I like that.
It's true. Very true.
It's Mick Jagger.
Anything, follow your dreams.
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing.
Yes. Mm. Overdo it. Do it 120%.
It's all right letting letting yourself go as long as you can get yourself back.
Ah.
That's a difficult one.
That is a difficult one. Yep. That is a very difficult one.
What else? We still have quite a bit of time left.
Well, what time is it?
7:40.
Oh, my God.
All right. You guys have anything you want to add? Do you have anything that you can tell us? I mean, we're here at the Pegasus Nightclub.
Yes. What other events do they have throughout the week?
Do you have that listed here?
I do.
You do. Let's see. It
if
looks
you
like,
can't be here tonight, can't check be here out tonight. Look Pegasus. At
Monday nights, they have a Video Madness. Tuesday nights, they have an open mic night. Wednesday is at Karaoke Pornioke. I'd love to hear about that. I wish Julie would come in here. Julie kind of, I think she owns this place or runs this place.
She owns it.
She owns it. I would love to talk to her about this. Who came up with that idea about
Pornioke?
I don't know. That's intriguing. And then Thursday, you got Fusion Thursday. Every day is happy hour from 11 to 7 p.m. That's quite a long happy hour.
Well, they're very happy.
They're very happy.
They seem happy out there. I can hear them.
And I love this new location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. That's a long day here at Pegasus Nightclub. Located at 14811 North Florida Avenue in Tampa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Check it out. This new location is fantastic.
Yeah. If you're looking to come down, if you want to come and see some heavy metal tonight, we have a actually not heavy metal, death metal. There's a difference, Ty.
Yes. There is.
The lineup tonight looks like it's going to be Lineage, The Omega Strain, Deceptive Intruder, Mad Splatter, and Plagues of Despair.
I think Plagues of Despair is going first.
Okay.
And Deceptive Intruder is
going
last.
All tonight's shows are being presented by Florida Death Metal Scene.
Yes. Thank you, Florida Death Metal Scene.
Florida Death Metal Scene.
For keeping death metal alive here in Tampa, where it began.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where it began.
What else do we have? I was really kind of hoping that we would be able to interview some people this evening.
Well, they put us in the closet.
They put us in the closet. Nobody can see us. Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, and it's very loud.
And it is very loud out there. It's very loud. There's no way that
we can
do it out
there. Even in the closet.
We will not come here to do this again.
Look, death metal started here in Tampa, and it is going to continue.
Right.
And this is one of the main locations.
Yes.
One
of the original locations. Right here on North Florida Avenue.
When it was known as the Brass Mug, the original Brass Mug, right?
Yes. Death metal started here in Tampa in the mid-80s, and it has progressed, and it lives on today, right here in our community.
Yeah. Aren't we lucky?
Oh, stop. Doom and gloom. Who are you, Eeyore?
Just kidding.
He's just bummed.
Just bummed. My eye hurts. I'm not out of content. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a squirt, son?
No. So what are we going to do? Can we...
We can wrap it up.
Can we wrap it up early?
We're a few minutes early, but they're tuning up again anyway, so...
It's going to get loud here in a minute. I do have my quotes.
Okay.
We'll
can
read
still
them.
Do those. See, the first one says, there is at least one thing worse than fighting with allies, and that's fighting without them.
Ah.
Yeah.
That came from Winston Churchill. The next one says, there seems to be some perverse human characteristic that likes to make easy things difficult.
Yes.
That came from Warren Buffett, Jimmy's brother.
Yes.
The next one says, the two
and you
most,
live by it.
Yeah. The two most common elements in the universe are hydrogen and stupidity.
Yeah.
That came from writer Harlan Ellison. The next one says, the strong do what they can and the weak suffer what they must. And I can't pronounce this guy's name, but yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Oh, go back to the hydrogen one again. Hydrogen and stupidity.
The two most common elements in the universe are hydrogen and stupidity.
Okay, I think that's what they found in the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
That's the sludge.
Stupidity?
The hydrogen. Hydrogen, because H2O, hydrogen, and
gross.
Oxygen makes water.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen and stupidity makes slime in a sarcophagus.
Gross.
Liquid mummy ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeesh.
I have one more quote, and it says, "You're as good as the best thing you've ever done."
Yes.
That came from director Billy Wilde.
So keep doing.
Keep doing, yeah. All right, everybody.
The best is yet to come.
I think we're going
to
wrap it up a little bit early. I hope that's okay, Joe B. But
it's not.
Quite frankly, I'm out. I'm out of stuff. The dog ate my homework.
And we're getting very loud
it
in
is
here.
Getting loud, right. All right, Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Come out and see us.
Come out and see us. Where are we?
We are at the
Pegasus Nightclub.
14811
North Florida Avenue here in Tampa.
Yes.
There's going to be a whole lot of loud yelling and screaming and craziness out here.
Hoopla.
It's going to melt your face, everybody.
Mm. Oh, it will.
Ty, you have anything to add?
No, just come out.
All right. I don't have anything else to add other than those things. I guess that's it. Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
All right. So last time,
yeah.
I did Hannah's and not mine, so I'm going to do both.
Okay.
What's Hannah's? Everybody love everybody.
Yes.
And all for one and one for all.
Right.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're getting ready to be bombarded by a lot of loud music, so we're going to cut out of here while the cutting's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Joe B. is playing Motown.
Yeah,
right,
that's
after.
Right. Stay tuned to
Stay
Motown.
Stay tuned to Radio St. Pete.
Right. It's going to be very good. A lot of fun tonight.
Yes.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We love talking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Good night.
That's it.